What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
And, of course, Jeff is right. Scott Petrek is standing by right now on the Fan Hotline. Make sure you read him every day. Brownzone.com with Scott Petrek. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Scott.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. You ready for him to announce the starting quarterback for week one or what?
Yes, I am ready for that.
I think we all are. Give us your assessment of what we saw on Saturday, in particular, Gabriel.
Yeah, I mean, Dylan Gabriel, right? I mean, he's the only quarterback we're talking about. No offense to Tyler Huntley, but he's not going to be around much longer, I wouldn't think. I thought Gabriel was solid. The negatives first, it's the pick six, which the receivers didn't run proper routes, but, you know, he also could have made a better decision. I don't think he has to try to fit it into that window. Could have scrambled or just thrown it away. And then the fumbled handoff with Pierre Strong Jr. Felt like either miscommunication or Gabriel didn't have the right landmarks and didn't quite reach it to Strong. So those two turnovers are huge. But I thought outside of that, he threw the ball well. He was really good on third down, threw to the outside, threw over the middle. And for me, it was important because I thought Gabriel had struggled through big chunks of training camp. So to see him have success in a game was important because I think it, I don't know if the organization had doubts or not, but I would think they should have. And I think that gives everybody more confidence that, okay, this is the guy they thought they were getting when they took him out of Oregon.
Compared to Sanders, comparable? I thought both guys played well. Scott, I've said I just want to see more, and I think it's unfair for anybody to make these grand comparisons and decisions based on one preseason game. But I thought they both did a nice job.
I did too. You know, I mean, if you were going just on the preseason action, I would give a slight nod to Sanders. You know, he threw two touchdowns, didn't turn it over. You know, both those things are really important, so maybe it's a little bit more than a slight edge. I thought he made more explosive plays in the passing game. But I thought Gabriel was good. And you know, we know that Gabriel had an edge in the organization's eyes when they drafted him and throughout this process. That's why, you know, he got some reps with the ones and why Sanders is always fourth. I think Sanders has been better overall than Gabriel. And that's why, you know, if I were making the decision, I think I'd probably have Sanders ahead on the depth chart. But the way Gabriel played Saturday probably gives the organization enough confidence to say, yeah, Gabriel's still number three on the depth chart.
Do you think they're keeping four quarterbacks and could Pickett end up? I didn't realize it because I was listening to the game. I wanted to make sure I heard it right, that that they were saying that you can just take a player and put him straight on the injured practice squad without having to go through waivers. So that two spots are available there. That to me seems perfect for one of these quarterbacks and one named Pickett in particular. What do you think? Are they keeping four?
Well, you mean they could put Kenny Pickett on the IR?
Yes.
And, sit him for four games?
Yes.
Yeah, you could do that. He still has to take a spot. I think he has to take a spot in the 53 for a while like for a couple of days. But yeah, I mean, you could do that. I think they keep four. I think they want Pickett to be healthy week one, because the reason you keep four is because you don't want a rookie to start, or not to start. You don't want a rookie to be your top backup week one. Anything could happen. Joe Flacco could pull a hamstring. Who knows what could happen? He could hit the first play of the game, and then you're going to one of the rookies, presumably Gabriel, and I don't think they want to do that. So I think that's why you keep four, is so you have Pickett as that insurance policy, and they like Pickett, and there are things they liked about him, and you know, I think they are frustrated that it didn't get to be more of a quarterback competition because of Pickett's hamstring injury. You know, I think there could have been a challenge there to Joe Flacco. So that's why I think they keep four, because even though Gabriel looked solid Saturday, I don't know if it's enough to say, yeah, he can be, you know, one snap away when you're playing Joe Burrow on the Bengals on September 7th.
Scott, we ran a soundbite from Coach Stefanski, and he said something about the quarterbacks and watching and everything else. And then he dropped the, and we've been watching these guys since, you know, since April. And mm-hmm. I thought, okay, does that open the door at all for Kenny Pickett, if he's healthy, to possibly be the starter week one?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, Jeff. And I had the same thought. But I think the answer is no. Kevin's been saying that all along, and you know he's not going to get away from that now. And I do believe it's been a long process. And if they were giving you, if they were explaining why Gabriel's ahead of Sanders on the depth chart, I think that would be part of it. That in meetings, he might be better, and in the huddle, he's probably better than Sanders, or at least had been at the beginning. But if Kevin's fancy were going to name the starter this week, which he said he is, I don't think there's any way he names Kenny Pickett the starter when Kenny Pickett hasn't taken an 11-on-11 snap since July 26th. You know, I think if he really wanted Pickett to be the guy, then you could push back this decision and try to play Pickett Saturday against the Rams and see if he were healthy and capable and how he looked. I just don't feel it's going to go in that direction. I know exactly what you're saying, and yes, maybe that's a loophole there that Kevin's getting to. But I think with Pickett being out for the last, whatever, 3-4 weeks, Joe Flacco has gotten the chance to settle with the starters. I think people are comfortable with him, and I think it just makes sense for Joe Flacco to be the guy to start the season.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Isaiah Bond, now a member of your Cleveland Browns. Let me start here. Is he looking at his suspension still or no?
It's interesting. I can't say that he's not. I know that the league can do whatever it wants. So just because somebody doesn't get charged, I mean, we saw that with Deshaun Watson, right?
Right.
Deshaun Watson didn't get charged, and he winds up getting suspended for a long time. So that doesn't mean they can't suspend him. I do think it's different given that he wasn't in the league when the alleged incident happened and the arrest happened. I think that is a factor in any decision that the league would make. So I don't think it's likely, but I can't say conclusively that he will face no discipline from the league.
Football standpoint, I love the signing. You bring in a guy, he cost you nothing but money, and he has references because he played for Tommy Rees in Alabama. And this team needs some wide receiver depth. Football standpoint, I like it. How quickly do you think he might be able to be up to speed?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can do some stuff with him pretty quickly. You know, maybe gadget things. We've seen the Browns run more end-arounds and jet sweeps than I've ever seen Kevin Stefanski run, whether it's practice or these preseason games. Feels like Isaiah Bond is perfect for that, given his, you know, former track speed, or, you know, his track speed. He's a former track star. So I think you can figure out a way to get him on the field relatively early. You know, it doesn't have to be a full, you know, 60 plays a game, but can you get him out there for 15? I don't think that's crazy. And you know, we've talked so often, guys, about how there are questions at that position and how they lacked depth at that position. And I don't know if they were confident the whole time that they were going to sign Isaiah Bond, but at least it looks like there was some kind of plan in place that they're going to bring in a guy that might have been drafted in the second or third round and has speed that is a big quality for this receiving corps that doesn't have a ton of it. So I think they want him up and ready right away. That might be unrealistic given he's a rookie and all that, but I don't think you're going to have to wait too long to see him on the field in some capacity.
So how many wide receivers do they keep? And with Bond coming in, who just got either knocked back to the bubble, the practice squad, free agent trade, or whatever?
Yeah, I think they keep five plus DeAndre Carter, who's your returner.
Right.
I think Caden Davis is the guy that likely loses out on a roster spot. But there's always a chance that it's Deontay Johnson. You know, he was a big question mark coming to camp. We know how last season went for him. The Browns signed him to a minimum contract, no guaranteed money. I think he's been a little up and down in camp. You know, I didn't think he did anything early, and then he came on and you saw him and I go, okay, he's going to, you know, I think he's solidifying himself as a guy that's going to be in this rotation. But I don't know if that's guaranteed. You know, there's behind-the-scenes stuff. They need to know, the team needs to know that his head is in the right spot, that he's gotten back into shape like he needed to do, and he wasn't when I think he arrived for camp. So I think he's a question mark. I think it comes down to Caden Davis or Deontay Johnson. You know, Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, Jamari Thrash, and Bond, I think, are automatics. And then DeAndre Carter, I think, is because he's a returner. And I don't think they keep seven, especially if you keep four quarterbacks. You know, you can't keep a surplus at every spot.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle Telegram, brownzone.com. You can read all of Scott's work right there. DeJuan Jones started the other day. Interesting. Are they sold on him at left tackle, or are they hopeful on him at left tackle? Or is it one of the same?
No, I think it's more hopeful than sold. It was certainly interesting that Jones played Saturday, and it makes sense. You know, Kevin Stefanski explained it yesterday with him and Cedric Tillman, and it was, you know, he just hasn't taken a lot of reps at left tackle ever, let alone in the NFL. You know, he started three games last year at left tackle and then got hurt. So they want to see more of him. He's struggled against Myles Garrett in practice, which is no surprise. But I think if you don't want Jones, you want game reps against people that aren't Myles Garrett and see, okay, can you build some confidence? Can you feel more comfortable as you get closer to week one? I'm sure he'll play Saturday against the Rams, but you know, how long are the starters going to play? You know, does he play a quarter? Does he play a half? You know, does he stay out there a little longer than the rest of the linemen? That could be. But I think they are just trying as much as they can to get him as comfortable and confident as he can be for week one. Now, he's going to be the guy. But I think it's premature to say they're sold that he is the answer at left tackle.
Give me the big picture on defense going into this thing, going into the last preseason game, and just your overall feeling on defense.
Well, I'll give you the concern first is corner. Without Martin Emerson Jr., who's out for the season with that torn Achilles. They got to find that third corner spot. And Cameron Mitchell got the first chance. He struggled a little bit. He's given up plays in practice. We saw him give up a touchdown Saturday. Miles Harden is another option in the nickel. You know, seventh round pick a year ago, undersized, but they like him. They like how hard he plays. They've had some other injuries beyond Emerson. Greg Newsom II hasn't been out there much. So I have concerns about that third cornerback spot. Outside of that, I really like what I've seen. If the practices in Philly seem to confirm what we've seen in Berea, that the defense is playing really well. The defensive front is deep and really difficult to block, whether it's rushing the passer or stopping the run. So we've talked about it. This defense has to be top 10 for the Browns to exceed everybody's expectations. And I know it's only training camp in the preseason, but what I've seen makes me confident that the Browns are going to get back to at least close to where they were in 2023 defensively, and then that gives them a shot to win games. They just need to make sure that they can cover people long enough with that third and fourth corner spots.
All right, last question real quick. I'm just curious your thoughts on the post-game comment from Dylan Gabriel about saying what there's entertainers and then there's competitors, and people thinking that's a shot at Shador.
Yeah, I mean, I could see where people would make that leap. If you don't have any context, you know, Shador Sanders is an entertainer. There's no doubt about it. He's also a competitor. I'm glad that you know, social media dust-up seemed to go away pretty quickly because Gabriel's asked about it and gave, to me, good enough answers to quiet that. You know, I'm still amazed that, you know, a comment can blow up like that in the middle of a game and it becomes a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he meant Shador Sanders. I think he's way too smart to take a shot like that at a teammate, you know, during the team's broadcast.
Outstanding. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate your time. And, of course, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, make sure you're reading Scott every day, brownzone.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.